Before moving on to the next scheduled item on our agenda, we now have before us the report we've been awaiting in terms of the analysis of the SEC report. And Hans is going to make a few remarks to sort of put it in context before we read it on the way home.
Just very briefly, because you will find it, I think, a report that is very easy to digest. Not because it's simple-minded, but I think it has been written pretty well. What we did, it has an executive summary of about 19 pages. If you have read that, you know pretty much what's in the rest of the report. What we have done is we have, of course, we are commenting on the SEC staff paper, and what we have done is all the issues that the SEC has raised. We have sort of compared with the experiences of our constituents as they adopted IFRS, and you will not be surprised that we conclude that many of the issues raised by the SEC are not typically American, that they have been, that our constituents that adopted already also had to confront. And our conclusion is that most of these obstacles, or many, or all of these obstacles are not insurmountable, although they can be very challenging. And there is also, an interesting discussion about possibilities of phasing in transition to IFRS and what the possibilities and impossibilities are. We describe, for example, that we have, in our group of constituents, we have found constituents who have considered a standard-by-standard approach, but those who did came to the conclusion that it was better to go for a bigger bang-like approach, and you will find an interesting analysis in that report. And there is also, I think, an interesting analysis of the funding situation. So I wish you a lot of pleasure reading the report, and we don't look forward to your comments, because we are not asking for any. This is a comment paper of ourselves, so we are not asking for comments. But if you want to give some feedback, of course, we are always ready to listen. Thank you.